He's dummy.
You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. That's right. It's time once again for You Big Dummy. These are real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. We read them. We vote on who is the dumbest. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. A Massachusetts library is reminding residents that Chuck E. Cheese tokens are not an acceptable form of payment for overdue book fines. The Peabody Institute Library in Danvers, Massachusetts, posted on Facebook this week the library had a surge of people attempting to pay fines and printing fees with tokens from Chuck E. Cheese and Bonkers, a Peabody amusement center, this summer. The library says the tokens are not legal tender and cannot be accepted. Bookkeeper Sue Contos tells the Salem News that she had counted 3 Chuck E. Cheese tokens one day before realizing that they weren't real money.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
Bonkers. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. During an unusual traffic stop, a police officer discovered the driver's seat was actually a rolled-up mattress. The Queensland Police Service stopped the vehicle at 4:10 p.m. on Monday with the 30-year-old driver admitted to the officer that his driver's license had recently been revoked. The officer soon discovered that the front seats of the car were missing, with the driver and his female passenger instead sitting on a rolled-up foam mattress. The car was impounded, and the 30-year-old Harrison man was charged with dangerous operation of a motor vehicle and driving without a license. The man is due in court on October 16th.
My only child is a dummy.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. Our reader this week is George, all right, for being our reader. He gets a $25 Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's, home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40 Chicagoland locations and order online at loumalnati's.com. He also gets a gift certificate for a half dozen Mirai sweet corn from a Twin Garden Farms. It's the best sweet corn out there. It's an extraordinary sweetness, flavor, and tenderness. Pick up a green mesh bag today at Twin Garden Farms or a farmer's market near you. Go to twingardenfarms.com for locations. Take it away, George.
This is George for You Big Dummy. A man who tried to evade police by jumping into a cove and swimming away was eventually caught and arrested. The incident began around 4:30 p.m. when officers attempted to pull over the man who was riding a motorcycle on the shoulder, a police spokesman said. The man refused to yield as officers gave pursuit, and he ran into a car. After the crash, the man, who was not identified, jumped in the waters just off China Basin and swam away from the pursuing officers. At one point, he climbed up the pilings of an old pier and poked his head up through a manhole cover. At another point, a sea shark was seen swimming nearby. Police boats and jet skis from the fire department eventually surrounded the swimmer. The man, who appeared to be clothed only in jean shorts, eventually surrendered and was arrested around 7 p.m. And now, back to you, Nick.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. A man who called the police to report a burglary but had 38 pounds of marijuana out in his house had to been arrested. According to reports, deputies were called at about 10:30 a.m. to the home. Deputies went back to the back of the home and saw a closed door with a broken window. Deputies went into the home and found 2 large plastic bags of marijuana. A search warrant was obtained, and authorities said that they found more marijuana inside the master bedroom, master bathroom, and spare bedroom. A total amount of 38 pounds, the man was arrested and taken to jail.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy five. A man who claimed he did not ditch and dine at an Applebee's was arrested after surveillance video showed he was still wearing the same clothes. Ricardo Antonio Beltran, 20, was arrested on theft charges after eating at the Vero Beach restaurant without paying for his meal. The deputy said in a report, upon reviewing the surveillance footage, I observed both subjects enter the restaurant at 1401 hours. The subjects sat at the front table and ordered food. They ate their food and then exited at 1439 hours without rendering payment. Deputies made contact with Beltran near his Vero Beach residence, and he denied all allegations made against him. The report then stated, I then showed him a photograph of the suspect wearing the exact same clothing he had on, but he still denied being there. Beltran was taken into custody. He's waiting a hearing.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie, Deep Dumb.
There you go. All right. Should we break, and then we'll vote after the news? Sound good? Okay, we will vote after the news, which is next. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with your opening bell at 5, and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Friday, Fly Jams Friday coming up. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and as you can tell, we are wrapping up You Big Dummy. You Big Dummy. Well, we'll do a little recap. We heard all the stories. Now we have to recap them and vote. So let me give you the little recap here. We got the dummies who are trying to pay library fines with Chuck E. Cheese tokens. We got the dummy who had a rolled-up mattress for a front seat in his car. The dummy who tried to swim away from the cops. The dummy who called the cops but had 38 pounds of pot in his house. The dummy who didn't dine and ditch, despite wearing the same clothes he had on in the surveillance video. All right, so I guess Vic is busy in the newsroom, so let's go to Dan. Dan, who are you going with?
I just imagine that dude in his jean shorts lifting that manhole cover like he was a cartoon character and looking to the left, looking to the right, and then putting the manhole cover down. So I will go dummy number three.
I have to say that is the detail that kicks the story. Like, he lifts up a manhole cover and looks out. It is. Like, it's like a Warner Brothers cartoon. I like that you added jean shorts. All right, Esmeralda, who are you voting for?
Is he the Hulk?
Yeah.
The jean shorts?
Yeah, they're regular jeans, except he grows and busts them out.
He's a little Hulk.
Yeah.
He's a mini Hulk. I'm going for the guy with the shorts.
You're going with the guy with the shorts. So that's the winner, regardless of who I vote for. I love the Chuck E. Cheese token story. I just think that's the funniest thing. People trying to pay their library fees with Chuck E. Cheese tokens. I also love the fact that the accountant didn't realize that they weren't legal tender for a little while. Like,
yeah,
oh.
I was going to say they're gold usually. They're like, very bright.
How do you
gold.
Not know?
Like very shiny gold.
So there's dummies on both sides of that story. That's another reason why it's a good one. But the winner is sewer head, sewer lid head, manhole cover head. That's the winner. All right. We got more dummies coming next week. But right now we got to get to... We got to get to all the filth that's on this radio station. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as hell. F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, forth, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context. Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context.
All right.
So there you go. Straight out of context, that's when you, the listener, listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context, it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, shall we start?
We shall. We shall start with Jesse, who heard this one of Justin Kaufman.
She pulled back on that pretty quick.
Okay.
Brian submitted this one of John Williams.
They would completely blow that thing.
Wow. All right, J-Dub. Yeah?
Trucker Tim emailed this one of Rokan.
I'm not kidding. It just explodes in your mouth.
didn't Afternoon Drive dominate last week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Another one of Roe from Ken in Milwaukee and Tom from Champaign.
I have to finish myself off here.
That's good. Okay.
Wes from DeKalb sent in this exchange between Wendy Snyder and Steve Dale.
I met your skink.
I don't want to ask.
Yes, of course you would. Wendy knows my skink.
I held your skink.
What?
We'll find out more later.
Oh, all right.
Don from Marengo heard this one of Wendy Snyder and Frank Fontana.
Oh, Bertrand just touched me. Okay, he'll do it again at 1 o'clock.
You better touch me too, Steve.
What's going on there?
You hear that in the beginning with her? She goes, ooh.
Yeah. And why would anybody want to be touched by Bertrand? That's the main question. All right.
Brian submitted this one of Rick Pearson.
And you can only imagine what it costs to put that in there, too.
Is that the first? No, Rick's been on before.
He's been on
there. Yeah, he's been on before. Okay.
Tom and Mike from Batavia emailed this one to Dean Richards.
Is that the biggest romp ever?
I don't know why I find that so funny, but that's really funny. All right.
Derek the truck driver and our own Vic Vaughn sent in these of Michael Heidemann, Kevin Richter, and Esmeralda.
I had the honor and pleasure of doing it with Esmeralda Leon.
How'd that go, Esmeralda? How was it?
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
I also did it with John Hansen as well. But you also did it with the one and only Bill Love.
Yeah, I was.
Okay. What the hell is going on there? Was that when I was off?
Mm-hmm.
They decided to have an orgy while I was off? Is that?
Swapping hosts and right.
Just another Labor Day orgy. All right.
Another one of Kevin Richter from Wild Bill.
You touched me.
Was Bertrand there?
Same shift.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Okay.
Jim in Florida, Peter in Decatur, Wild Bill, and our own Sam Paniatovich heard this exchange between Brian Noonan and Violetta Podramatic.
Because I'm trying to think of times when you would just take your shirt off.
No, pretty much like festivals, just really.
Oh, really?
Yeah, outdoor events. So
What?
We'll find out more later.
Oh, all right.
Josh in Minneapolis submitted this one of Griffin Filipich.
We're going to have a couple in here, and we're going to do it.
Jeez. All right.
Wes from DeKalb emailed this one of Anna DeVlantes.
And I could only think of you doing him.
Oh, no. Come on now. Come on. All right.
Mark sent in this one of Tom Skilling.
Oh, Skilling.
Bang it a couple of times.
Oh, man. All right.
Jesse's responsible for the next couple ones. First up, you.
It was still hard? Oh, come on now. I thought I was going to make it the whole segment without... Mm-hmm. All right.
And this one of Rich Coe's.
Oh, no.
Hercules package.
That's the first time Rich has been on the on the show. Good old Svengoolie Hercules package. All right.
Keith submitted this one of morning show producer Mike Jacobson.
It sounds to me like you could be a little dirty, Mary.
God. That was creepy. That was just creepy. All right.
Katrina emailed this one of Steve Cochran.
Nobody plugs better than Dean.
Oh, man. Did I just hear Esmeralda? I just heard Esmeralda lose it. Yeah. Through soundproof glass, I heard Esmeralda. All right.
Peter in Decatur sent in this one to John Williams.
Zoom in on the crotch.
What? 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 Oh, man. All right.
Another one of John Williams from Chris.
Anybody else I should plug in, Matt?
What's going on with Williams, man? What's going on with the Williams family? All right.
Tanker Bob heard this one of Wendy.
He's been having fun playing with it.
Oh, boy. All right.
Harold submitted this one of Carl Mari.
Stretch it.
What? All right.
And finally, Zach emailed this one of you.
Look at that thing. Come on. All right. Well, there you go. It's a filthy radio station. No lose. No Lou for Esmeralda.
Yeah, he was on, but I think, you know, with the holiday, people who normally listen, maybe we're out of town.
Yeah.
I'll have to wait for next week.
Next week. We'll get some Lou Manfredini in there for you. All right. All right, we got a break, and then it's Nick D Show Spies coming up after this break.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
Spies.
Spies. Like us.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Fly Jams Friday coming up. Yeah. Now it's time, though, for Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen 24/7. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Dan, what do we got?
We have four clips this week. Our spies are Margaret in Bitchport, Wes from DeKalb, Peter in Decatur, and Sam Panionovich. All right, so this first one, let me state up front, everybody, that Nick did not know about this clip. So when he chose that topic earlier today about Keanu Reeves, it was just synchronicity happening because a story involving Keanu on the morning show led to a very spirited debate whether Speed is a good movie and about Keanu's acting ability, which led to a mention of you.
Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder are going to star in a romantic comedy together. Listen, anytime you get a chance to see Keanu Reeves work his magic as an actor, I think it's great.
No question.
We're in a hotel in Syracuse last weekend, and TV's on in the background, and Speed was on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, is that a terrible movie?
It's terrible. I'm not a big Sandra Bullock
really?
Fan either,
I love
so.
Speed.
I thought Speed's a
How
great
do you
movie.
Love Speed?
Go back.
Movie.
Go
you,
back.
Mary
and...
only likes it because there's traffic involved.
Yeah. Plus, it's so unbelievable.
That's... Go back and sit through some of the lines in that movie without
well, okay,
going,
the
are
acting,
you kidding me?
The acting is not that great, isn't it? Keanu yeah, Reeves but, is like, yeah. Oh, boy. I don't think Sandra Bullock's a good actress.
Oh, I think she is. She's not in that
she
movie.
She is, but not in that one.
Yeah, not in that movie.
Especially
I don't
like go hip. Underneath the bus. It's like, seriously? She's like a hippie kind of in it.
I thought the bus was great.
The bus is very, very strong. The bus lasted
well.
Until it runs into the plane.
Yep.
Ooh, spoiler alert.
Great.
You make sure this bus doesn't go under 50 miles per hour.
Honestly, is there a
Oscar award winning
Is there,
there
a worse actor on the planet than Keanu Reeves? There cannot be.
No. Don't tell Nick DiGilio that. He loves Keanu.
Keanu Reeves, is the Carson Daly of acting.
Better turn this bus around.
He doesn't smile very much.
I do not approve of any of that crap at all. How? What? I demand an apology from all of them.
Not from Dave and Mary. Dave and Mary were
oh,
with
Oh, Dave
you.
And Mary were with, yeah.
But Mary Sandberg and
yeah,
Steve Cochran.
And Steve Cochran. Also, but Mary dissed Keanu in it. She said the acting's not good. Keanu rules in that movie. I just do not approve of that nonsense. No! You know, I appear on Steve Cochran's show every Thursday morning. You watch the sparks fly next Thursday. Just watch. You know, normally I do some prep and I write down the movies that we're going to talk about and stuff like that. I'm just going to write one word on the note and it's just going to say Keanu.
Appointment radio, 6:20, yeah. Thursday morning.
Come on now, man. Keanu rules. All right. Now I'm angry.
This next one is a context spy combination from Wendy and Steve Dale.
And a skink is a reptile.
Yeah, yeah,
some people
yeah,
don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course.
I met your skink.
I didn't want to ask.
Yes,
what
of course
it was,
you would. Wendy knows
I
my
met skink.
Skink.
I held your skink.
Yes, you know my skink.
Go ahead, Nick DiGilio. Use that one.
We did. Okay.
Mentioned earlier, the guys from Sound Session filled in for you on Labor Day. They were doing Crosstalk with Dave Plyer, who was in for Cochran, and he also does Sunday mornings here, 2 to 5 a.m. They mentioned how those hours aren't for everybody, but they suit you well.
Been a little over 5 years, yeah.
In the same slot.
Yeah. It was a good slot for me when, because I have a five-year-old, and so, you know, I thought, okay, with a newborn baby, what slot is going to work best for me? And I think at the time it was there was no Amy Goose show either. I was doing midnights to five. And when he said, we're going to split the shift into two, which one do you want? I said, I'll take 2 to 5.
Yeah.
Like an idiot.
Well, that works for some people. Well, now you look at like Nick D, who's normally here. I mean,
yeah.
That's totally, that's his
thing.
Wheelhouse.
That's
it works
his
for
thing,
him.
Yeah. He lives in the space. Yeah.
What? I hate this shift. Said no one. I love this shift. It's the best. All right.
And finally, we hear an exchange between Brian Noonan and Violetta Podramatic about times you take your shirt off. So it wasn't actually Violetta who was taking her shirt off. It was her dad who likes to go shirtless. Oh. But people knew where we were going.
Well, not just when he's like doing yard work or something?
My dad do yard work. That's
well, I don't know. Because I'm trying to think of times when you would just take your shirt off.
No, pretty much like festivals, just really.
Oh, really?
Yeah, outdoor events.
So if he ever went to a concert, he'd think it perfectly normal in the summer if it's an outdoor concert to take his shirt off.
And then does he tuck his shirt like down the back of his pants?
Sometimes he
like
wears
that?
It around the neck, you know.
Well, that defeats getting sun. Well, if you're wearing a shawl,
this is going to be all over out of context. Yeah. Yeah, it was. Man, David Jennings got some pipes, man. That guy's got some pipes. Well, that's going to end up on Out of Context. Thank you, everybody. All right.